It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yeah. Shit, I got lightheaded towards the end.
I was like, I haven't done this in a while.
Woo, shit. I'm drinking some water, man.
Starting to get those crumbles on the edge of your vision.
So to see, like, black dots. Welcome to another episode of Animation. Only half the squad is back, man. Myself, Rob's in the building.
Yes, sir.
Ice has to handle some business. So does Brennan. So they're going to probably actually be out for maybe, what, a few weeks? A
couple weeks, maybe. But, yeah. we'll be holding it down. Hopefully get some guests in here for you.
Yes,
but
sir.
It'll be us in the meantime. We got Cam still. We don't.
I'm here.
Cam, when he puts it on. I don't know if he has much to say on this episode, but.
I did not watch the episodes. I'm not caught up on a comic.
He's not caught up, but we will get him
to
recap.
Rob gave me a little recap, and I'm waiting for his right now.
Okay, so yeah, we're going to get that. We'll get that. But yes, thank y'all for tuning in. You know, join that Patreon, Animation, S-H-U-N, Patreon, animation.com. I mean, I'm. You see, the new year got me buffering.
Buffering is back in 2022.
Patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N. Make sure you join the Patreon squad. You know, we on there. We're doing our thing. Get to join us and get to listen to us, you know, pregame pretty much. We do a pregame stuff before the podcast. We talk to our people before the podcast that y'all don't get a chance to hear, like at least 20, 30 minutes of that.
Yeah, usually.
So make sure y'all join in. Listen to that last episode we did with Roxy, anime characters we want to smash. That was a wild.
Man.
Yeah. A wild.
That got off the rails quick.
It was fun.
I mean, that was not. That was expected.
It was expected for sure. Once Roxy came on and she opened up, I was just like, we're here.
This is it.
She set the bar here. Fuck it. That's where we're going.
I was like, it was an entertaining conversation.
You know what's funny? Because who picked the girl from that could turn into the cat from Bleach, I think it was. Or
Brennan.
Brennan did.
And then Ice wanted to pick that too, and there was that whole
thing. She could turn into a cat, right?
It's Yoroichi. She can turn into a cat in the real world, and then is an actual soul reaper.
I saw a TikTok where this dude he had his cat against the wall and was like, "When you tell her to turn Yoroichi to turn into a cat so y'all can get it in." It was a funny TikTok. I was just like, "All right."
Oh.
I haven't even watched the show. I haven't got that far, but I was just like, regardless of what I was told, that's funny as hell.
You should send that to Brennan.
That is really funny. That's really funny.
Yeah, you know what we do on here. We do one-off, we do spin-offs or whatever. We do debates. We talk our shit on here. We have special guests, and that's what we do on here. So we're back. You know, we're back for the holiday season. Hope your holiday season was great. Hope your Christmas, whatever you celebrate, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa was amazing. Hope your New Year was amazing. I mean, ours was pretty good. Mine's pretty good. How was yours?
It was pretty good. You know, I got to go home for the first time in a couple of years, actually. I hadn't been back home to Syracuse in 2 years, but got to go back. The travel back was crazy. We were supposed to get in to land in Burbank at 7 p.m. We landed at LAX at 11.
Yeah. Why did we get to LAX?
Oh, my God. This was a whole thing. I don't even necessarily want to get into all of it, but, like, we had several travel delays. The first one being, like, just getting from Syracuse to JFK. We sat on the tarmac for 2 hours because they had literally too much gas in the plane. It was supposed to, like, the plane was supposed to fly from Boston to Florida, in which case it would burn off all the fuel it needed to burn off so it could land.
Yeah.
But instead, that flight got canceled because of all the staff shortages they've had. So instead, they were like, all right, this same plane's going to fly from Syracuse, New York to JFK, and that's not nearly as long of a flight,
right?
So they don't burn nearly as much gas, and they were like, we're gonna land too heavy, so we're gonna have to get like 15 people off of this plane. And it was just like, we were all looking at each other like,
never thought about that concept.
Yeah, we were all looking at each other, and I look at Andre, and I'm just like, let's just roll the dice. Like, if we gotta stay, we gotta stay, but I'm not standing up and getting off this plane right now.
Were they going to give you a voucher?
Oh, they probably would have, like, you know, done something.
But
something.
I always take vouchers,
but here's
honest.
The thing. Because they had the pilot telling us this, and he's just like, now you can talk to our customer service lady, you know, who's behind me, and she can tell us. She's like, I got no answers for you. So I'm like, we're not getting off this plane.
Oh, yeah, fuck that, yeah.
It's like, not established that they're telling you, we will give you such and such if you
I'm not getting off
they
either.
Didn't. So we just waited. It ended up taking 2 hours. A lot of people did leave. One guy was just like, I can't get to my meeting now. Like, I'm already late to my meeting. I can't make it to New York, so I'm just going to get off this plane. Anyway, we get to JFK. We get our flight delayed. We find out because it had been raining so badly here in L.A.
It was right.
Well, we
it was
were
crazy.
Gone.
Yeah.
It was crazy,
they were
crazy.
So they tell us our flight has been redirected from Burbank to LAX. We purposely tried to avoid LAX because it sucks.
Yeah.
Especially during the holidays.
Yes.
Burbank, we wanted to fly, but they said it was raining so hard and the plane was so large they wouldn't be able to safely land the plane because they don't have the facilities to deal with the rain here. They were like, the runway or the tarmac, it's underwater. And so we spent another 2 hours like waiting for them to like figure out if they could get a new plane, if they could like, you know, the weather was going to subside. Wow. They still had too much gas in that plane, so we had to have like another three people fucking volunteer to get off. Dude, I did not get home. I was so miserable. I told Cam, yeah. I was like, help me out.
He was like, Rob was like, hey man, can you do me a favor and give me a 12-pack of beer and an eighth of weed? And just, I was like, I got you.
Just like, please make sure it's back for me when I get home.
So but also, I was driving around in the pouring rain doing this.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you, Cam.
You're a good man, yeah. Cam, for sure.
So anyway, we made it back eventually safe and sound, but it was amongst the worst travel experiences I've ever had in my life. Other than that, great trip. Great trip.
That sounded brutal.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we went to go see we went to Maryland to go see her parents, and then I got some family out there too. It was good. I got a chance to meet like her favorite aunt, and then she was like, and then it's funny, before I ended up leaving, her dad was like, yeah, we got to talk. We got to have a talk.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, I didn't get a chance to do the hand in marriage type thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought we were going to have that type of talk. And he was cool. He's just like, you know, pretty much like, hey, man, just, you know, that's my baby girl. Just make sure she's in good hands and, you know, just treat her right. That's all.
Okay. That doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah. That to me, I was just like, I mean,
pull out a knife or an axe or something.
Well, I'm not the intimidated person. Like,
that's true.
Like, the worst, if you try to intimidate me now, and maybe it's probably ego, but it's just like, yo, I'm going to call you up for trying to intimidate me. To be honest, I'm like, yo, that's some corny shit or whatever. I'm not.
Yeah, because you're a grown man at this point. You're not like taking her to prom.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
right?
what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not trying to. You're not going to scare. There's nothing
like
you can do to scare
jokes.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't care if you're a trained killer. I'm like, yeah, I don't care, bro. Like, I'm not. If you're going to do that, then you're going to traumatize your daughter for the rest of her fucking life. Not me. I don't give a fuck.
I'll be dead.
Yeah, and she's gonna hate you for the rest of your life. Anyways, so yeah, we just did that. But I didn't do that. But I made a mistake. Because I went and got one of those cheap flights, and I accidentally got a flight back to Oxnard.
Oh.
Instead of, because I put LAX,
yeah.
And for some reason on a cheap flight, it gave me all surrounding airports.
Oh, yep. My God.
I did that once and didn't look at it, and I had to fly out of Ontario. I'm like, where is Ontario, California?
I flew into Ontario, bro. And
wow.
Bro, let me tell you something. Janelle was just like, yeah, this is not happening again. But I was like, you're like my wife.
When you do cheap flights, you gotta check those airports,
cause bro.
They will redirect you.
They fucking. But yeah, that was pretty much, you know, everything else was pretty good, holidays wise and stuff like that. But,
yeah, good holiday season.
Anime news. We're gonna jump into anime
let's
news.
Get into it.
I guess I'll be kind of doing it.
Lead us through it
today. Attack on Titan, man.
We got the trailer.
Is back. That was Sunday, right?
That soon? I didn't realize
it January
was that
9th.
Soon. Wow.
January 9th. Okay. Attack on Titan's back January 9th. What have you done? Have you seen both trailers? There's been two trailers so far.
No, I think I've just seen the one that came out most recently where they kind of have like the voiceover and the clips and yada yada. That's all I've really seen. What you sent me earlier today.
What'd you think?
I mean, it looks like it's got a lot of action. I mean, that certainly they're putting that up front, which makes sense considering where they left off.
Yep.
And what they still have to do.
Right.
But that being said, my first impression was just like, I need a complete refresher on everything that just happened because like it's so dense. I'm like, I completely forgot a lot about the shit that's going on. I hope it's good. I know obviously there was some controversy with some of the people on the show about the final season of it all, but
yeah.
I hopefully they just finished strong. I know there've been like we've talked about like some rumors about the ending maybe not being so great.
Yeah, so supposedly, you know, or not supposedly, the actual ending in the manga people were very upset about.
Yeah.
And then supposedly he rewrote an alternate ending. And they were just like, yeah, bruh, still not good.
Imagine getting a second chance at that and just completely whiffing it.
And then being like, nah, not cool.
Yeah. And so some people are saying that it's probably not, but some people are hoping that the anime just goes, fuck it, we're going to find a different ending still.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what some people are crossing their fingers for.
Reverse Game of Thrones.
Reverse Game of Thrones.
So it's like, I mean, the trailer looked good to me. I'm just like, I haven't seen really a whole bunch of anime. Maybe y'all can put in the comment section that those that are on the Patreon. And let us know on social media what animes have you seen that where the protagonist turns into like the antagonist and like Because this is kind of where this is kind of going right
Seems
now.
Seems to be, yeah. They, it's like, Aaron is not playing around.
Yeah, he's not fucking around. This is what it is. And I'm like, I'm nervous about, like, I just don't, I hope Levi doesn't go.
Dude, I mean, there's one frame in there that looked like Levi was in bad shape.
Yeah.
It did not look good for, for the guy.
Yeah, and I was just like, fuck, man. Because that's my character. And I mean, that's a lot of our characters, to be honest. But, yeah, January 9th, the final season is coming to an end. Well, the other half of the final season.
The other half.
Is coming to an
end. The real final season. We're coming up on it.
So, yeah, so that's it. I mean, I feel good about it. I'm excited. I want to see it. And, I mean, I think it's going to go down as a top 10 anime of all time.
I've come this far. You know, I'm going to finish it at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I've had my ups and my downs with it. I hope it's good. I hope it finishes in that realm. And if the, you know, I actually enjoyed a lot of that last season, from what I remember, and especially, like, the way it started out.
Yeah.
And just, like, the big twist of, like, where Aaron was and his whole big plan.
It started out balls to the wall, to be honest.
Nuts.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So hopefully they just keep that energy up. I think there's going to be a lot of people's, you know, there's going to be a lot of action, a lot of people getting bit, a lot of people getting thrown around. And hopefully they just make good on the promise that, you know, it's worth what they built up to.
Yeah, I mean, some people said they didn't like the Demon Slayer ending also in the manga. So, I mean.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, I didn't have an issue with it. So,
no, not really.
I guess we'll see what happens, I guess.
Sure.
Next piece of news, Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
Yeah.
The movie came out, man.
Now, is it out on streaming?
No, we can't watch it yet.
So it was released in theaters.
It's only in Japan right now. We don't even have a release date yet. So that's part of the news. We don't have a release date, but it ain't fucking around.
I've heard it's good.
Yeah.
Second biggest Japanese anime, second biggest Japanese opening of all time, period.
Oh, that's really? Crazy. Of any movie?
Of any movie.
Wow.
For a show for its first movie, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
And with no pre-established content.
I mean, same thing with Demon Slayer.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, and guess who? Of course, number one is Demon Slayer.
Yeah. Demon.
So these two animes on their first seasons.
Wow, and that's within the same 2 years.
Within the same, I guess.
Because Demon Slayer came out what year? The first season was that 2018 or 2019?
2018, I think. Let me check that out.
Yeah.
Because then Jujutsu, I think, was 2019. So that's
was 2019.
I think so.
I thought Jujutsu came out in 2020.
I thought that was more recent.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I mean, listen, these are both new shows, and, I mean, they haven't been around all that long.
But it shows you that they did their pacing of their
show.
It was
2020, yeah. October.
Their pacing of their shows was correct. The characters were good. For you to do, it did, so it was right behind Mugen Train, only the second movie to bring in 1 billion yen opening day.
Wow.
Demon Slayer is the only other one.
I mean, that's good. That's good company.
Yeah.
I mean, Demon Slayer did see 2019 was when it started.
That's
the show,
pretty cool, though.
The
biggest animes came out a year from each other. Like,
yeah.
Back to back,
and they're both
crushing it.
And they're the biggest movies in Japan, like, ever. And also, it did over 2.6 billion yen in a 3-day weekend, and 1.9 million people attended in 3 days.
Wow.
And what's the crossover yen to US dollar? What does that look like?
When I looked it up, it said 2 million. I don't think that's right.
Yen
when I looked up Box Office Mojo, it said 2 million. Worldwide.
What's,
maybe that is right, but...
How many yen?
So 1 yen is $0.0087. So
maybe that is right, then.
It's less than a cent. One yen is less than a cent.
2.6 billion yen.
2.6 billion?
Yeah.
With a B? I mean, that's a lot of money. I'm not going to go ahead and...
It is 22 million. 22 million.
On Box Office Mojo, I think it said 2 million, but yeah.
So 2.6 billion yen equals $22,533,810.
Wow.
I mean,
that's nothing to be mad at.
No, not at all. I mean, I guess for our money-wise, that's not a lot, but I guess if,
if it goes farther over there, I don't know.
Yeah, that's still crazy. 2.9, 2.6.
How many people you said people saw it? 1.6
billion? 1.9 million people
saw
it.
Yeah, but also think about this. Japan's a very small country. Like, imagine now worldwide what that'll do, like, when it drops around the globe.
Yeah, it's gonna do numbers. Yeah. I don't think it beats Demon Slayer, but I mean, shit.
Yeah.
The fact that it's right behind it, I don't think they care. They're probably like, we got number two. We don't mind being number two.
Yeah, I mean, in that space, yeah.
So I can't wait till we get a release date, I'm guessing, and we're gonna get a release date because this was released near Christmas, our time.
Yeah.
So
I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, even I'll say this, we just put up a poll on our Patreon today, another reason to join the Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
For most anticipated animes coming out this year, and Jujutsu Kaisen is out to an early lead.
I mean,
people want this. People want Jujutsu Kaisen. They're looking forward to it. Yeah. No, I think this is it, when it comes to the States eventually, I think it'll continue to make money.
Yeah.
Plenty.
It was fun to watch. It had great action. I liked a lot of characters. I still go back and watch certain fight clips, to be honest.
The trailer looked great. And I mean, I know we're kind of basing it around a character that isn't really on the show, but he's been hyped up. Like, we know this is the dude that Toto wants to, like, get his rematch with.
Yeah.
So this is the caliber of character we're dealing with. So that's why
it's Toto lost to him.
Yeah, Toto lost to him, and he's just like, because when he shows up and he's talking to the other, like, second years, he's just like, where's this dude?
Yeah.
Because I think of the events that the movie covers, they had this meeting where he's just like, that's the dude. Because
this is a prequel. This is a prequel in the sense of where the show is.
Okay. Yeah. So this is going to be a great setup to bring this kid who's apparently this dope motherfucker in here, because Toto was dope.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's great. I'm all in.
I'm pumped. I'm very much looking forward to it.
So that's pretty much all I have for anime news today. But yeah, man, Rob, this episode we're doing Akame Ga Kill. Episodes 13 through 16.
Yes.
Hope y'all are still following along. If y'all already watched it, we're going to just listen to us and set us up with the recap.
Yeah, we got the recap here in case you didn't see it, and for Cam especially. So we started with the Emperor and the Minister summoning as Death to congratulate her on killing all these local bandits. Of course, Night Raid accepted. They offer her the hand of the Minister's son, but she refuses, still holding out hope for Tatsumi. The Emperor then asks her to look into dangerous beasts that have been killing and eating people on the countryside. He tells her there's an extra reward if she can capture some alive so that he can study them. The Akers, of course, find some of these beasts attacking travelers on the road. As Death freezes a few of them for the studying, Bowles burns the rest and saves the travelers. However, they are so scared of Bowles, they can't even like walk up to him and thank him. Wave asks him later if that bothers him, but Bowles is like, no, I've done pretty horrible, awful things, killed a lot of people. This is my bad karma coming back around. But, you know, I still got my wife. I still got my daughter. They know what I've done. They still love me. That's really all I need.
You know, it's funny. I thought, was it any way? Wave?
Yeah,
yeah. Suit?
Yeah.
I thought he had a crush on old boy.
No, he was like, because when he showed up, he was just like, he was freaked out by him. Because that was what one of them says, is like, you were freaked out by Bowles when you first met him. He's like, yeah, you're right.
But then when he's trying to console him or whatever the case may be, he's kind of like, hey, man, you know, like I said, I got my wife. And he popped, when the wife and stuff popped in, he's kind of just like, oh, like, got a wife?
I mean, maybe. He knew he was married, though, at this point. He could be. I don't know. But Night Raid, Susanoo trains Tatsumi to look over the look for enemy weak spots. Tatsumi thanks him, says, hey, man, you're a valuable part of the team. And, you know, more than just an Imperial Arms, you know, hopefully we can be friends after this is all over. Later, an agenda tells a group of assassins about dangerous beasts attacking the capital. Asks, hey, you guys want to help attack these monsters? Even if we do, it could be helping out the Empire. The group, but especially Tatsumi, agrees that they should be helping, since helping people is really what they're trying to do. Only Chelsea disagrees, saying that basically this is the Jaeger's problem, but she's outvoted. In the capital, as Death tells Run that the Minister's research revealed that the beasts used to be humans, and it must be the work of an Imperial Arms user. Run guesses that they must have been creations from Dr. Stylish that got loose after his death, and they agree that they have to investigate further. Outside, the mysterious person controlling the monsters watches Suryu defeat his beasts, and he figures he has a lot more tinkering to do before he can beat the Jaegers. That night, Tatsumi and Lubbock patrol to find the monsters, and we find out that Lubbock has joined Night Raid because he's in love with Najenda. She doesn't love him back, but he hopes that someday maybe he can just change her mind.
Friend zone!
Oh, he got friend zoned very hard. Tatsumi goes off on his own to scout ahead, but soon runs into Ezdeath, who is on a patrol of her own. He tries to run when a group of beasts attack them, but Ezdeath is so quick to kill them, he doesn't even have a chance. Now she fawns over him, and he wonders what to do. They are confronted by this beastmaster that we've been seeing, but instead of fighting them, he teleports Ezdeath and Tatsumi to a desert island using his Imperial Arms.
Where is he at? Teleport us to Hawaii, man.
Where was he?
I spent all this fucking money on this trip. He could have got us a wife free.
That's the Imperial Arms we've been needing this whole time. You could be teleporting anywhere in the world. They soon find out they are not completely alone, as they are attacked by two more giant beasts, but they team up and take them out with ease. They continue to work together to survive on the island and find where the gate will bring them back when it opens up next. But before they go, as I said, hey, you know, maybe it's a good opportunity to get to know each other a little better.
They got some good quality time on this island together, man. It's a good little vacation.
She was saying, this is a nice little date for us.
You know what's crazy? I liked her more after this, even as a character.
To me, I'm like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I get where she's coming from.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Didn't she say, because after he's like, he said something about like, like, you can hit me or whatever the case may be. And he was like, oh, yeah. She's like, oh, you're into that too?
Yeah, no, because he's like, I think I might be dreaming, like, hit me, hurt me or something like that. Yeah. So see if I wake up. And she's like, oh, like, yeah, I didn't know we had that in common too.
I was like, yo, she's with it.
She is. I told you, like, she doesn't seem like one that's into safe words, but I believe that she's into that. So anyway, this leads to her talking about her childhood in Northern Tribe, where strength is the key to survival. They regularly hunted and killed dangerous beasts.
Man.
Her father constantly preached that, you know, only those who are strong would continue to live. And later, when he's killed by another tribe's attack, she tells herself it was just because he was weak.
Dog, that's a... ooh.
Cold.
Yeah, cold game.
Cold game. She then went on to join the Imperial Army to continue to build her strength and fight stronger enemies. Eventually, she was given the Imperial Arms to control ice, which was supposed to be this elixir of a demon that drives people crazy. However, she already had that strong urge to kill and murder and destroy, so she just stayed exactly the same. And it becomes clear to Tatsumi, like, there's no way I'm winning her over to our side. She's just addicted to the thrill and the hunt of killing.
I'm like, bro, you might want to join her team.
Might want to flip. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, dog, after watching these episodes, I'm like, man, she bad as hell. She's sexy. She's strong. She's dope. She's cool. She's funny. I'm like, man, fuck them on the other side. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, no, I get Tatsumi's, like, want to, like, help people and all that. But even though, like, if he came back and I was on his side and I was just like, so what happened on that island? And he was just like, it went down. I'd be like, yeah, man, of course it did.
It better had.
Yeah. What are you talking about? You didn't know if you were coming back or not? Like, come on, man. Elsewhere, we see their captors reopen the gate, thinking they must be dead by now. And we also find out that he is actually the son of the minister. And when the girl he's sleeping with shows disgust, and when she finds out, he gut punches her.
Whoa. Hold on. We got to say this line. This was one of the funniest lines I've ever heard. Did you watch the sub or dub? You watched the sub?
I watched the sub, yeah.
When I watched the dub, first of all, he sounded kind of like Cat Williams in the dub.
That's funny.
He was like, excuse me, bitch. he said in the sub?
No, he doesn't say that, I don't think. He's basically just like gut punches her. He's just like, I respect my dad.
No, she goes, so what are you doing over there? He said, excuse me, bitch. And she goes, well, I'm just asking. And he said something else. He's like, shut up, slut. Bow, and socks her in the stomach.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, it's completely different in the sub.
Dog, I had to rewind that. I was like, this he owes some old school pimp shit. This is crazy.
That sounds like, that's nuts. It sounds like they changed it completely. Because, yeah, he's just like, oh, yeah, my dad's a minister. And she's just like, your dad's that minister? And he's just like, watch what you fucking say. That's my dad and I still respect him kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that is crazy.
Excuse me, bitch, was the funniest line I've heard in anime in a very long time.
Jesus Christ. On the island, the gate opens up and Tatsumi charges through and uses his invisibility to hide. As Death is sad to lose him again, but feels that they will meet again, Tatsumi realizes that when they do, it'll be his enemies. Later, we see Chelsea have a close call with the Jaegers as she pulls off an assassination job and hides from Wave and Kuromi as a cat. The Jaegers look out for the killer, and Wave witnesses Siryu killing a group of petty thieves who are completely unrelated to the crime. And he wonders if his teammates are all just as crazy, but resolves as like, you know, this is just my duty as a soldier. I just got to get this job done with and move on with my life. At Night Raid HQ, Najenda lays out the plan for their big attack against the Empire. There's a religious group that is planning to rebel, and if they do alone, they will be crushed. However, Najenda hopes that, you know, they can start several rebellions all at once, and it'll be enough to overwhelm the Empire's resources, create a war on multiple fronts. They do have one problem, though. A corrupt official in the religious group is working with the Empire and keeping them from starting the fight. They plan to assassinate that official and start the dominoes falling that could topple the enemy. They know this will bring the Jaegers to the fight, and Tatsumi thinks about how he'll have to fight against people that he got to know well. Night Raid then has a beach party to draw the attention to themselves and draw the Jaegers out. They feed false information that they are splitting up, and Ezdeath splits up her troops to follow them in both directions. But of the group, Kurome, Wave, and Bowles falls into the trap and find that all members of Night Raid are waiting for them. The attack starts, and Susanoo sends Wave flying off almost immediately into the far distance. Bowles and Kurome aren't intimidated, though, and Kurome activates her Imperial Arms, which allows her to summon undead puppets of people she's killed in the past, including a giant skeletal Godzilla lizard.
Yeah, pretty fucking dope, actually.
Insane. Akame charges in to attack her sister, but one of the puppets acts as a bodyguard, seems to be somebody they maybe even used to know.
And they're strong. These are not like weak-ass puppets.
No.
Like, they're all strong.
They're all like, you know, the world's best like bodyguard, assassin from like a tribe from the south.
So they're basically gunslinger. What they used to be, but back alive, undead. They're not like a zombie.
Yeah, and under pretty much her control in a sense of like, you do what I kind of tell you.
I would take that Imperial Arms.
It's a dope Imperial Arms.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you got to kill him first. But so she has her one of her puppets acting as a bodyguard, and the two head off to watch the action from afar. Miney tries to snipe Kurome and draws the attention of a gunslinger puppet. Tatsumi ends up facing off against this like ape creature and a masked fighter that he has a hard time hitting. Susanoo takes on the giant bone lizard, and Leon faces off against a whip user, and Akame goes after Bowles and a puppet who is immune to her sword poison because they're undead. Kurome looks on, pleased, and reveals that this isn't even all of her puppets. Najenda helps out Leon in her fight, but just as it looks like they have the upper hand, Kurome finds an opening, cuts off one of Leon's arms, and Najenda is just like, you know, I'll handle this fighter by myself. Yeah. He's an old friend that, you know, we used to fight together in the army, and Leon then just goes off to help Akame fight, help even the odds in her two-on-one fight, and says, you know, I'm one arm down, but that's not going to stop me from getting into this fight.
Yeah.
Najenda fights her old friend, ends up kicking him so hard, his head flies off. However, that's not enough to kill him, and she's so disgusted by the use of her friend's corpse, she punches it up into the air, pummels it back down to earth, destroying it for good. Chelsea then helps Tatsumi by getting her to disguise her disguise powers to become a fellow tribesman of the masked fighter. When his defenses are down, she kills him with a poison needle. For some reason, her poison works. Now fighting the ape one-on-one, Tatsumi is able to beat his opponent. Elsewhere, Wave wakes up, tries to hurry back to the fray, but is too weak to get up and is completely lost.
Potions!
He needed potions.
Potions!
back in the fight, Miney unleashes her gun, finishes her gunslinger opponent, but Kurome has a giant frog that just eats her alive, and she's off the board for a while.
And the frog has, like, I guess, like the acid in his stomach, or whatever, supposed to just kill you immediately.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Not knowing that, hey, that puts her in way more danger, which comes up in a second. Tatsumi then challenges her personal bodyguard while Susanoo and Najenda use their trump card, getting him a huge power up that drains part of Najenda's life force. She reveals if she uses it like two or three more times, it essentially will be a death sentence. It kills her. Mm-hmm. But it is enough to destroy the monster. As Tatsumi tries to keep up with his opponent, Miney shoots her way out of the frog. Danger came into effect. They join together and are also joined by Najenda and Susanoo right off the tail of their fight. And they get ready to team up, and Kurome vows to turn them all into her new puppets. Meanwhile, Leon and Akame manage to take out the puppet that had been helping Bowles. And though it ends up causing her a heavy wound on her other arm, Leon is able to break Bowles' flamethrower Imperial arms, and Dude just refuses to quit, though, and detonates what is left of his Imperial arms, causing a huge explosion, and we're left to wonder who survived as the episode comes to a close.
Great way to fucking end the episode, especially for us, in the sense of that was on our fourth one where we can't watch until, I mean, we can watch whenever we want to, but we don't really technically pick up until next time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you bitch.
Man, I can't believe, yeah, I'm like, who's it, what, how, what,
yeah.
who's going to be there?
Well, thank you for always, Rob, with the Rod's recap. I appreciate it. So we're going to get into these questions, man. First question. After watching S-Death in action a little bit, we got a chance to see her. She put some work in. She had like this big old, she can create a lot of ice, big old ice ball and shit like that.
Yeah, like an ice meteor or something crashed on her. It was nuts.
Out of everybody that we've seen so far, who do you think can truly beat her? From what I've seen, I think the closest person that I've seen that can beat her is her name Konami? Kurama?
Was that
Akame's sister?
Yeah, Akame's sister.
That's who I would pick to beat her. Because at least for me, I don't see her being so far. She hasn't shown any fear towards her yet, has she?
No, because there was that moment where like she introduced herself to the Jaegers and she came in and it came in swinging. Like they came in attacking and she had all of them back on their heels. And she only called stop after Kurama had like slashed her mask. And she was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. I'm your boss.
Yeah.
So everybody just chill out.
Yeah, I don't see her being afraid of her.
Not at all.
I see that probably being a problem for Azdef if she pulls her cards right with her dead puppets. Mm-hmm. But I don't, as of right now, Tatsumi or whatever, I don't see anybody else on that team beating her.
No. I think it'll end up being, you know, probably something like the power of friendship. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, man. Like, look at that bullshit.
Because, like, they got to team up. There's just no way anybody on
Night I don't want to see no Captain Planet bullshit. Earth, wind, fire.
I just don't think you're right. Like one-on-one, I don't know how they beat her. You know, like that. Yeah. Especially when you saw them on the island and how they took out, like, she's throwing icicle picks like the size of, you know, jet planes and like
it's crazy.
Giant, like I feel like there's gonna become a moment because like they had that, like Susanoo is trying to be like, oh, look for the weak point. If she drops like one of those giant ice balls, I'm calling it now. Tatsumi's about to punch through that thing. He's going to find the weak point, and he's going to punch through it, and it's going to shatter. I'm calling it now.
I can see that. I think if Tetsumi beats her is because she kind of like lets her guard down for a weakness part of love or some shit like
I
that.
I could see that.
It might be something like that. But on a head up fade, I don't see anybody on this team right now beating her. Even Akame. Like, I don't see Akame beating her.
The thing, I kind of have to give Akame like a little bit of an edge, if only because like it only takes one hit.
It only
takes one hit. So I'm just like, if there's anybody on Night Raid that could do it, I would say either her or possibly Chelsea, because Chelsea doesn't give a fuck. Chelsea is also like a master of disguise.
Yeah.
The thing is, she would have to like just really like get her at her weakest or like when she's really not expecting it.
Yeah.
Maybe disguise herself as Tatsumi.
Yeah.
And just like try to get in there and do something. Like,
I feel like that's how she's going to die. She's going to try to disguise herself as Tatsumi. She's going to be like, your energy's not the same.
This is wrong.
Yeah.
I can see
her breaking his neck and then some shit like that. I can see that happening. Yeah.
You might be right.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
All right. Next question. If you had Karame's sword, what anime characters would you want to store in there? Keep in mind, you have to kill them. And do you have to kill them as Robin Keenan, or are you going to...
I mean, I made my list. Listen,
go for it, Rob. You're first
I made my list of characters, but I mean, honestly, like I probably can't kill any of these people. But like, these are people I'm like, maybe I could like, if I like talk my way through this, I can like find a way. So,
does the sword give you any abilities beyond that, or do you have to kill them but your bare hands kind of thing?
You can kill them with the sword.
Yeah,
well, I mean, I think if you kill them with the sword,
you. But like the sword doesn't give you any other abilities.
I don't think
it's just a sword.
At least from what I've known, you got to still be skilled with the sword.
You still got to be good with the sword.
So and you can't kill them in one hit like Akame. You got to actually
if it's a good hit.
You got to do a killing blow.
If it's a good hit, I'm just saying. Okay.
Wow. That's rough.
Top of the list, I'm going with Mob Psycho, because at least if I can like get him post blow up.
Oh yeah, if you get him before, you get him at 5%, you got him.
5% mob. I think maybe I could, you know,
yeah,
like make it quick. He's not super coordinated, you know, like he's running out there huffing and puffing with the strength club.
Bad for mob, to be honest.
I know, but I'm just trying to think like who can I, like, you know what I mean?
Rob, you're a bully, bro.
I'm taking out mob. All right, but then I got him on my team. Second,
but does he have to get to 100%?
I mean, that's
if that's the case. If he has to get to 100%, he's worthless until he gets there.
That's true. But I would assume, like, he still has his, like, I mean...
Rob summons him and is just beating him.
Could you imagine? That would be...
Or before you get to the battlefield, you beat him to 100%, and then...
All right, go get him.
Or if you control him, do you just control him what level he's at? Because, I mean, it's
that
good.
I don't know, but... All right, we'll say that 100%. Go ahead, Rob. Keep going.
All right, yeah. I put... next, I have Zenitsu. Because I'm just like, if he's awake, you know, maybe I... Early Zenitsu...
Easy to kill when he's awake.
If he's awake. If he's asleep, I'm in trouble.
Yeah,
but maybe I can get him while he's awake. Though I don't know. I don't. If you are you caught up on Demon Slayer?
Yeah, well, I watched the last episode.
Dude is jacked.
Yeah, he's ripped. He's shredded.
These guys are not taking days
his
off.
Scene
on their,
when, I,
their
I, don't know, I don't want to spoil anything, but when he I post like a small clip of like him powering up from
That was yeah I saw yeah. that.
Not caught up yet.
Yeah, you're not caught up yet. But when he yeah yes
check it out Cam
yes
okay. check it out. Next on my list, I've got Armin from Attack on Titan, because I'm just like, Master Strategist might be helpful to have on the team. Mm. Also, he's probably the only person on that show I might be able to take.
Yeah.
He's just Armin, you know what I mean?
True.
Next, I'm taking Goblin Slayer, because I'm not a goblin, so I think my chances are pretty good.
That's you know? A fun list.
You know, I'm just saying, like, he's going to need some potions, hopefully. Like, I can get to jump on him. And last, I'm going with Vegeta, because the only person he can beat is Goku. So,
wow.
You know, that's my trump card.
Wow.
When Goku shows up and he's just like, hi, I'm Goku, I'm going to be like, all right, Vegeta, go do it. Go do the thing.
Bro, the disrespect that Rob just showed Vegeta and all Vegeta fans. You can
good.
Go ahead and
that
come at
good.
Rob in the comment section, man, or whatever. Point. That's going to be cut into a clip.
I'm just saying, Vegeta, you know, he gets a lot of support, all right? So I'm here to antagonize Vegeta. He gets a lot of love out there for not doing a whole lot. So, you know, I'm just saying, Vegeta, I'm coming for you.
Okay.
Prove me wrong.
I mean, you're right. I mean,
prove me wrong, Vegeta.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
I have nothing. First in my list, and he's strong compared to everybody else, like in the worlds, I'm going to kill Yamcha.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
I thought about it.
Yeah, I was just like, I mean, yeah, he's a strong, you know, earthling to a point, but he's also, I can have like a girl set him up or some shit like that. Sucks to say, but that's what people have done it before. Have a lady set him up. Oh, she's freaking hot. Boom, cut his neck.
Done.
After he smashes.
Yep.
Good to go.
Bye,
he's on my team. Yeah, what is it? Wolf Claw, whatever the fuck he does.
Yeah, Wolf Fang Fist.
Wolf Fang Fist. He's going to be a problem. I don't even know if I need anybody after this one, but Goku.
Could you kill Goku, though?
Goku lets his guard down so much.
You're not wrong.
He lets his guard. All I'm going to do is I'm going to either, when he lets his guard down, I'm going to either stab him in the heart, because that's his weak point, because he keeps having heart issues for some reason.
He's got heart problems.
And I'm going to stab him right in the heart. And he'll be like, come on, man. You know, I just told you I didn't want any problems. He's going to turn his back on me. I'm going to stab him right through his fucking heart.
Mm.
He's dead. No Done. Senzu beans, no nope. nothing. He's out of there. I got Goku on my team.
He's got that bad cholesterol.
Yep. His. I mean, you see what he eats?
Once he's dead, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I got Goku on my fucking team, bro. I didn't have a long list like Rob.
No, I mean,
Once I got the Goku and Yamcha,
you
that's stop it.
There. Who's next?
Huh?
You stop at Goku?
I mean, that's all I really had at that point.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Because once I was like, all right, what this sword can do, I was just like, Goku's an idiot.
Yeah.
He's essentially an idiot. Now, yeah, I mean, if I would go anybody else off the top of my head.
You could try to get like a healer. Like, what if you tried to get like, you could get like Orihime or like
yeah, you could get
the white
easily.
Mage from Goblin Slayer. So, you know what I mean?
All like, the anime secondary characters.
That's true. I mean, you know,
Chad,
I'll go get
yeah, right.
I'll get Eren before he's who he is in season 4.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He's a bitch.
He is.
He ain't got no hands. You know,
he's struggling.
He's struggling. I mean, I don't even know how much he can really fight now.
We'll see. I guess we'll find out this next season.
Because I mean, I'm talking about in the sense of like before he turns into a Titan. I'm talking about
that's true.
I'm talking about just Eren as a human. If I can catch him, slice him up as a human.
He beat the dog shit out of Armin in this last season, didn't he? He like because he pulled Armin and what's her face into the room and like dressed him down. Was just like your shit, your puppet. I don't fucking even like either one of you anymore.
Or his the girl that he had a crush on. I forgot her name. I can't think of her fucking name.
Mikasa.
Yes. Yes. But that'll be my, I guess, my team of three.
All right.
If that was the case.
Not bad. Okay. I'll take it.
All right. So after we've seen, we talked about this before a little bit, but after we've seen Azdef in an ice battle, who do you think wins in an ice battle? Her or Todoroki? As of right now, I think she does because she don't give a fuck about killing you.
No.
I don't think Todoroki has that killer in him yet. I don't know if he ever gets there in the sense of, like, when he becomes a hero, gets older. But I think she's going to pull out all stops. As much as I love Todoroki, he's my favorite character in the show, I think he gives her a run for it. This is what I think happens.
Okay.
I think she falls for him.
I could see that.
He's already a handsome guy.
That's the X factor here.
Yeah. She's like, oh, you got ice too? You got the flame also, but you don't even want to use it? Oh, she's going to be like, oh, you zaddy. You flame zaddy. You my ice. You icy hot.
That's, I think, his only chance, honestly. Because because he even has the drawback. And that's of, like, if he uses it too much, doesn't he start to, like, freeze over?
He would technically have to use his, I guess, at some point, use his fire side to somewhat start to cool himself down. If he's going ham. And he's going to have to go ham against her.
Yeah.
Because she's a beast.
Yeah, and she doesn't seem to have any of the negatives. Like, he has, like, he can only go so far. He's still training. She's at, like, 10 out of 10 potential right now.
Yes.
She's maxed out.
Yeah.
He's not.
Right.
So I would give this to Azdef. His only hope is to start batting those eyelashes at her.
Let me tell you something.
hope it does something.
She come to me with the, like, well, you either going to die, you're going to have to be. I'm telling you, she is stacked. This is one of the, honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. So far in this show, so far in all of anime, for a character that I really crushed on, I'm starting to crush on her. She's like sexy, man. I'm with her.
They drew her well. What can you say?
There was a scene in there where I think she's stood up, and her for no reason the animator just made her titties bounce.
Yeah,
you got it.
I was just like, bro, y'all just
that was part of the budget. That was like a line item.
That was they spent $75,000 on
running,
bouncing breasts,
running, jumping, boob moving.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta have it.
Yeah.
You gotta have it in there. No, I mean, yeah. No, I get it. She's a 10 out of 10 in just about any category. Yeah, I mean, she's gonna be tough to beat.
Yeah, bombshell. Okay, next question. In a match of two characters who are down bad, whose situation is worse, Azdef or Lubbock?
I have really been thinking about this, of like which one of them has got it worse off. Because like,
what do you mean by that?
As far as like, they both have the situation of just like Lubbock is into Najenda,
right? Okay,
she's not interested,
right?
Azdef is into Tatsumi. And he's just like, I don't really think so.
I think he kind of starting to fall for her, though. I think she's kind of getting him, and she's just like, damn, like, you're the enemy, though, bro. Like, I actually probably would do this. Mm-hmm. If you were on, if I can get you to come to our side, I'm smashing. But I feel like right now,
I don't know,
like,
if he is, because, like, look at the rest, even in within Night Raid.
He got some bad ones.
They are throwing it at Tatsumi, and he's not picking up any of it.
That's true.
They, like, Chelsea and Leon were just like, hey, which one of our bathing suits do you like better? And he didn't even know what the fuck to say.
Yeah, and Lubbock was like, man, I would have easily chosen told the truth.
He's got no game. He needs somebody like As Death to do everything for him because he can't make the decision on his own.
I think it's got to be Lubbock because, like, Lubbock is in the middle of a desert. And nobody's interested in Lubbock. And he's still just like, maybe Najenda, maybe she'll come around. And she's just like, not even thinking about it. Nah. Tatsumi at least is just like, maybe I can win her over to my side. You know, like, maybe we can do this. Maybe we can do that. Lubbock is down hard.
Tatsumi, what is he, 16 again? He's 16, right?
Yeah, he's like 16, 17, somewhere in like late teens.
Let me tell you something. I'm 16. SF is like 21, I think, at 22. I don't give a shit.
Of course, you don't care.
I don't like. I know people are just like, you know, you, well, she's taking. There's no advantage being taken here.
Oh my god.
Keenan said it.
I'm just saying it. I'm letting you know if she was like my teacher or something like that, and you were like, well, we got to sue you for take. You can't sue her.
I'm not pressing charges.
I volunteered. I pressed. Yes, I wanted
I volunteered
to do this.
Tribute.
She is bad than a motherfucker, man. But I agree with you. I feel because I let me tell you something. Have you ever been in that position before where you like the girl and she just like, you're like, I just feel like she is supposed to be with me.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
And she just could not care less.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
There was one girl. It was funny. There was one girl and we end up like, I guess like kind of like talking and dating years later. Mm-hmm. But it was this girl like when I was in high school, like in 10th grade, I was in love with this girl. She liked Naomi Campbell. Mm-hmm. Naomi Campbell slash Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
I was in love with this girl. And I was like, I ended up going to prom with this girl, but she never was really giving me, even though we went to prom together, she never gave me the energy of like.
It's a strong friend zone vibes.
Yeah. It was just like, yeah, I want to go with you to prom because like, you're like.
You're cool.
You're like a brother to me.
Yeah, yeah, you're a good guy. Worst. You'll be cool to go to prom with. And you know, you look good. You look good on my arm too.
Okay.
And it didn't happen until like, you know what's funny? It didn't happen until I stopped showing interest.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just was like, all right, it's never going to go there.
Yeah,
And then after that, she kind of just like, you know, I won't get into the whole story. That's, you know, business. But it was just like, we ended up, you know, messing around or whatever and dating a little bit. I guess talking a little bit. But it was just like, from like 10th grade until then, fuck, bro, that shit was exhausting.
I have a similar story. Again, I won't get into all the details, but it was like, there was this girl I was crushing on hard in like early years of high school. She was like into this other dude, wasn't really throwing any attention my way. Mm. Eventually, yeah, like things kind of came back around where it was just like, oh, I'm leaving town. All of a sudden, she was very interested in what I was up to. And it just, I don't know, maybe it was a want what you can't have sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And then I think the older you get as a man, you start to learn that more. That's why men start to kind of do certain things and women be like, okay, I can start to come, start to tag along a little bit. All right. So we both agree that Lubbock kind of has it worse.
I think Lubbock's got it worse.
And I guess maybe too, seeing it as a dude, we're both being men. We've both been there, so I understand him more.
Oh yeah,
her, she. I feel like she just like you said, Tatsumi's kind of just like it's not like he's saying like you're unattractive.
No,
he's pretty much saying like, yo, I just you're kind of scary to be honest. You're fine, but you're scary to me. You can kill me. Like I just can't. If I do the wrong thing, you can fucking kill me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And especially after hearing that story, like her story, like hearing her story, her dad pretty much being like, yo, she's such a killer. Like, she's not even budging. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's one moment that I kind of skipped over in the recap. But like Tatsumi tries to like appeal to her humanity and is just like, oh, so like you had it against like all the other northern tribes because like they killed your dad, they killed your family. But, you know, like that's why you went so hard on them. That's why you buried all those people alive. She's like, no, I did it because it was cheap and it would make an example out of them. I don't give a fuck about that.
Right. I was like, oh,
okay.
There's no turning here at that point.
No.
Yeah. So, fellas, every time you be like, yo, man, you know, this, you know, I gave it to her so good, man, she ain't going to be the one, bro.
No.
She's still going to bury them all alive.
Yeah. She's like, oh, you went against me? But what about the dick? It was good, but ice right through the chest.
Yep.
Ice pick right through the chest.
No Tatsumi.
All right. Next question. So we talked about this. We just finished kind of talking about this. Do you believe the weak are the ones that get eaten, or can the strong or the weak be a victim? Do you think that's a good mentality to have? So, you know, she pretty much said, like, yo, the weak are the weak. The weak, if you're weak, you're the ones that get eaten. You get killed. You can't be killed if you're strong, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in that mentality? And is that a good mentality to have? Hmm. Me personally, I don't think so. I can see what she's saying. I guess it can kind of go both ways, right? It's like, I don't believe that a strong person cannot be killed. But I guess her theory would be like, well, you had a weak moment, so that's why you lost and got killed, or whatever the case may be. But I don't think it's a good mentality to have. I just don't think that makes you a sociopath?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Yeah. That make you a sociopath. That make you you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, she has no emotion, in a sense.
No, she doesn't.
The opposite of what an empath would be a sociopath in that sense.
Or like a psych, I think it's a technically a psychopath, because like psychopath, you don't care about other people.
Yeah. Right.
Sociopaths, sometimes they have like certain people that they do care for.
Yeah.
They have like pets, essentially.
Yeah.
But like, no, I agree. I don't think that's healthy. I think there's certainly a lot of people that live by that, especially here in Los Angeles.
When it comes to career-wise in Hollywood? Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah.
It's kill or be killed sometimes. I mean, dog eat dog, all that. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a good mentality to have. I think that's a really lonely way to live. It's not how I would want to live. I do think there's maybe a point to it where just like, there's... To get to certain places, you got to swim in some shark-infested waters. You know what I mean? And if you want to get to those heights, that's cool. And I guess that's what you got to do. That's not me.
Yeah.
I think there's plenty of other ways to live perfectly happy life and not get involved in that kind of shit and not compromise who you are as a person. But sometimes, like with Esdeath, that is who she is as a person. So you know what? Like, go with God. I'm not going to try to tell her different.
Yeah, I wouldn't say a goddamn thing. But hey, man, do what you got to do, Esdeath.
Yeah, all right, good.
Hopefully I'm not a part of that, and hopefully you ain't going to stomp on me.
Good luck.
To do what you got to do. next question. Do you think you can love an enemy? So this is Tatsumi and Esdeath. She bad, man. I could. I can definitely. It goes back to her being bad again. I think we've seen it before in like movies and stuff like that.
Oh,
where
it's a common storyline.
It's a common theme or whatever.
Romeo and Juliet is like classic.
She wasn't necessarily the enemy in a sense of like, I'm talking about the enemy as in like Juliet was never trying to kill Romeo.
In that sense, no.
Right.
But there was this same kind of
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You know, yeah. Hey, there's
there you go. Yeah, I figured like for me, I mean, the only thing I'll just be paranoid the whole time, right? Yeah. Like, yo, does this person actually have the mental edge to push past the love and fucking kill me if they had to? Or is it like, yo, we've slept together on many of nights. We slept together and actually went to sleep and we woke up and didn't kill each other.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yo, if I take over, you lose. If I have to kill you in battle, I'll kill you in battle. But if we're not in battle, I'm straight. Like, we can just go do our thing still, sleep with each other. But when we're in battle and I see you, and if it's just you and I left on that battlefield, I might have to take you out. That's tough, but I think I could. I could, if the girl was of an opposite tribe, and I was just like, dog, she's just amazing. I guess I probably would make the attempt to try to convince her, unlike Tatsumi.
Yeah, I that's kind of where I'm coming from, too, where I'm just like, could I see myself getting into that situation? I mean, maybe, but that would be tough. Like, if even seeing him on the battlefield, like, could you kill somebody you love? You know what I mean? Like, that's hard.
Enemy or not, yeah.
You know, like, you just, like, somebody that, because, like, part of that and, like, saying you love somebody, it's just, like, that's giving, like, a piece of yourself to them and all that. Like, man, that's a tough call. Like, that would certainly call into, you know, it would compromise, you know, what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
You know, it would be hard to fight past that and be, like, try to keep those, the politics of it all separate from my personal feelings. Because when it comes to that, like, I generally put my personal feelings ahead of my politics.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, so that would be tough. That would be very hard. I would say that, especially because, like, usually, you know, you're just dealing with another human being on the other side of these things.
At the end of the day, yeah.
You know? So, absolutely, I think it's something that could happen. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, rough. Next question, last question. Who is your pick and who dies next, huh? Who do you think dies next? You can choose a good guy or a bad guy.
So
you know what's funny watching this show? I don't even know who's a good guy or bad guy, to be honest.
That's kind of where I'm at. That's one of the reasons I like this show a lot, is because there are people on both sides that I'm like, I like them.
Yeah.
I like even Bowles, even though he's definitely done horrible shit.
Yeah.
They probably, even the assassins probably done some horrible shit.
Of
like Akame's definitely got some, I mean, probably some bad names on.
They're assassins.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely some people that are more like, oh, that they might be like a bad, capital B bad guy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like a Dr. Stylish, but he's gone. Seryu, obviously, even though she kind of came in a little bit like, oh, she could be cool.
She's an evil fuck, bro.
She is a psychopath.
During this shit, like she had her little pet and them just eat, like, the people that stole some shit that they didn't mean anything.
No.
She had them eat them, bro. It's just like, you're wilding out.
She is crazy. Even like Wave was just like, I mean, I just got to get through this, man. I just got to get through this. So, all that to say, who do I think is going to die next? Obviously, we had that big cliffhanger. I feel like the two prime candidates, obviously, we had the cliffhanger where I'm just like, I think the two prime candidates right now are Bowles because, you know, it was his thing that blew up. So, he's got to be close.
Could be a suicide bomb.
And the other person that it makes me think of, because we finally got their backstory, is Lubbock. I know you've been saying it for a long time, but as soon as he was just like, oh, here's my whole backstory. I love Negenda and all that. I'm like, this dude's got like
he's
three or four episodes max. His days are numbered.
Yeah. I think he's out of there too. He's on my list as like, he's on my list as actually, because yeah, I don't know what this bomb did. I figured the guy with the math, what his name was again?
Bowles.
I think he's gone for sure. I think Lubbock is next, and then just to not have the same exact as yours, I think the girl that is the psychopath on the other side,
yeah,
I think she's gonna be gone soon.
Oh, she's gotta die at some point.
She's fucking unlikable, and it's great writing, I guess.
She's
because you made
her
very lovable at first.
Yeah, she's gonna have a great death though, because she was the first one to kill one of the assassins, so I feel like she deserves.
I'm hoping, because I don't even care for this character that much either. But the girl with the gun, I don't really care for her that
Miney,
much.
Yeah,
yeah, Miney. But I hope she gets that.
Yeah. I hope she gets that revenge.
Yeah, and then she can get cut down after that. I don't give a fuck about her after that. But let her get that revenge on her and get that sweet death and be like, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
You know?
And, I mean, let's just even ask of the people that were involved in that explosion, obviously we're saying Bowles, do you think Leone and, I mean, Akame's,
her
name's in the show.
She's not dying to the last episode.
She's going to be okay.
Leone, here's the thing. Like, once I saw her arm get cut off, I was like, because I thought she was going to grow it back. Because remember, she was like,
I thought so too. She's got a healing factor.
Yeah, because she was like, she's like, oh, you can stop the bleeding. And she just stopped. All she did was just stop the bleeding of her arm.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. So her arm's not coming back. And I was
it could be a slow growth.
It could be. It's like, cutting off a limb could be slower to recover than
Piccolo
others.
Piccolo needed a minute.
True. I mean, did he? He kind of
well. He because he went through that whole fight against Raditz at least with like just fighting, finished off fighting one arm, and then after like they went away, he was just like.
I felt like after that, when he had an arm cut off or something happened to him again, he kind of grew it back pretty quickly.
He does. Now he's a bit quicker, but that first time, or at least in Dragon Ball Z, he had to like think about it.
Yeah, I don't want her to die, but Leone could be pretty banged up after this.
She's also
animal like quick, so she probably got out of there.
She could be. Yeah. Cause she like obviously got the arm cut off, and then she like got like a knife like through her other arm when she charged in. So I mean that I think she could certainly heal up, you know, because she says I got the healing factor, whatever. But man, that arm wound.
I wasn't expecting then, not that early.
No.
I was like, when she got her arm cut off, I was like, oh shit, she might be the next one to go.
I thought so too.
Oh, I was like, oh man. She's so fun.
I like her. I like her a lot. She's one of my favorite characters on the Night Raid side.
But I guess we'll see. This next episode should be starting off with the shits. this show, man. I guess we're gonna get into our likes and dislikes. Is it cool if I go first?
Go for it.
This show is it's exciting. It's fun. There hasn't been too many dull moments. These episodes, to me, the pacing of the show is fucking crazy. To be honest, too.
Yeah.
I feel like the comedy is pretty good in here.
Not bad.
Some people said it's not funny at all. They tried too hard. I've enjoyed it.
I think it's fun. Yeah. I think they do a good job with it too. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and I'm pretty hard to please comedically with anime. And action wise, it's been fun. Characters, every time they add a new character and a new Imperial Arms, I'm like, this is a new fucking dope way to do this and pretty fun to do. And I want to learn. And like I said, I'm always excited about who is going to die next.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy to say, but I'm excited about that. I'm like, yo, who can I predict is going to get that next L?
Yeah.
So for these four episodes, it wasn't much that I guess really disliked. Because even the stuff with him and Esdef, and they kind of like slowed it down a little bit there, and it had the little romantic. It wasn't cheesy to me. Mm-hmm. Normally the romantic part in anime, be like, oh, here we go. It's like this shit's gonna be cheesy and kind of corny here and there. I was like, this is funny to me. I was just like, hey man, she's bad. She's great to look at. I'm looking at him to be like, yo man, just fucking do it, bro. Like,
what are we doing here,
you
man?
Just get your rocks off and then do what you got to do afterwards. So no real low moments in these four episodes for me personally. I enjoyed them a lot. And it left on a cliffhanger.
It did.
I'm gonna go 77.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you
100.
You, 77. Yeah, I gotcha. You touched on a lot of things that I like about it. No, I think it's funny. I mean, there was even that moment where like Tatsumi was giving his whole thing about like, we gotta do our thing for the people. We gotta like, you know, make sure we protect everybody. And they're just like, dude, your fly's been down this whole time, and he's like, they're freaking out. I for whatever reason,
it's funny, it's silly, man.
It is silly. It's funny. It does make me laugh. And that's, I think, what helps the show a lot too, because it could be like overly serious with the amount of like people that get killed. Yeah. You know, the essentially that anybody can go at any time sort of feel to this.
Anybody can get it, bro.
And but I think they've done a great job with the characters. I mean, sometimes it gets a little eye rolly for me with how much everybody just. Like, all the women are, like, throwing it at Tatsumi. All of them.
Yeah.
A little bit, I'm just like, all right, he's a teen. Like, one person, a couple people, maybe. But, like, everybody. And so I get a little eye-rolly at that. But overall, like, it's fun. They played up for comedy, too, with Lubbock and all that stuff. But it's a good show. I think they've done a great job with the characters. I would give it a 7,500.
Oh, okay. That was higher than I thought you were going to give it, Rob.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, even before you gave yours.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, man. So, yeah, let us know what y'all think in the comment section. Let us know what y'all think. Text us. Or not text us, but hit us up and let us know on our social medias about what y'all think of the show so far and maybe even y'all ratings. Next time on the show, we're gonna do so we got it on there, favorite and least favorite anime worlds and universes to live in. So pretty much we're going to be saying worlds that we want to live in as ourselves, most likely. Who we are now, and then probably even who we want to live in as probably some characters in that world too.
Yeah, like a main character, or something like that.
So, we'll be talking about that in the next episode. So please tune in for that. Make sure you join our Patreon, patreon.com/animation SHUN. Want to drop the names? Ice. McGowan. Brennan produces.
Brennan produces.
Brennan produces on IG. You got anybody you want to shout out, Rob?
Yeah, I got this guy I found. Sounds like some people that we know. Quincy follows him. 11 Brand follows him. It's an artist called Kensuke Creations. That's KENSUKE.Creations on Instagram. They do a whole bunch of stuff. They got like anime, Demon Slayer, Hunter x Hunter, but also like Marvel stuff and like their own creations. And it's all real great. Like. Dope anime style. I would say check him out on Instagram, and yeah, give him a follow.
All right, I'm Keenan Baker on every single thing, and shout out to Galaxy Seeker. He actually sent me this Rengoku
it's dope, man.
Hoodie that I have on. It's like a patch Rengoku on the front.
Very cool.
And then the flames are on the sleeves, and the flames kind of like in certain like light, it kind of like what's that material?
Oh, like a reflective material? Like I know that's not right.
It's kind of like a reflective material on the sleeve for the flames. It's pretty dope. Then on the back, it has, I think, I don't know if that glows in the dark or not.
Something in the back? Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that like, okay, do you know what that symbol is?
I don't know what the symbol exactly is.
I wonder if it's because, like, I know the, this isn't a spoiler, I don't think, but like they did show the back of the Sound Hashira on this last episode, and I think they said the symbol on his back translates to destroy.
I'm not exactly sure, but could be.
That could be it.
Yeah.
Because I think they all have, like, some of them have inscriptions on their swords, and some of it says, like, destroy all demons and, like, stuff like that. Could be that.
Yeah.
We'll have to do some research.
Yeah, so make sure y'all follow, God damn it. Where's my going back and does that? Galaxy Seekers, IG is IG is GLXY Seeker, SEEKER. He should still have more of those Rengoku hoodies up there, so check them out. I think
is the symbol on your chest, is that embroidered?
We're here.
Yeah, it's stitched in.
Yeah,
it's like
a patch. Really nice.
So that's why I like it too. It's like it's one of those things that's never gonna wash off.
Yeah, it's
nice and detailed. So I when I saw that, I was like, all right, I'm all in with that. So make sure you hit him up, man. I think he still has some more of those sweaters left. So Keenan Baker on every single thing, animation podcast on all platforms. Make sure y'all follow us. Anything else?
Yeah, you are listening to the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire
world.
The greatest.
Had to make sure we got it out there for our guys.
Oh, we forgot about that. That was good. Yeah, that's good. So yeah,
had to add that in.
So yeah, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for joining in on the live stream as always. Make sure you join that Patreon, patreon.com/animation.
Yes, sir.
Every week, man, we're back now, baby. We're back in the game, baby. Tune in. We out of here. Peace. Oh, bye. I forgot to say it the correct way. Thank you for tuning in to another episode.
There we go.
Of animation. Sorry, man. We've been on a little layoff, so I've been a little out of it. We out.
And so anime was solved forever.